Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 The Moose, catching up with head coach Bob Babe. And first, coach, your team comes off a nice 3-1 win. Walk us through some of your thoughts on that one. It's got to be nice to get one back after the close miss with Harlan.
Yeah, it was really nice getting that win. We played very well the first half, which we haven't seen in a while. We got two goals that first half. Lately, we've been scoring in the second half. So it was nice to have that two goal scored there in the first half. And then we just kind of settled in, played a bunch of defense with that wind in our face, and we did add another goal at the end. So that is a good win.
Talk a little bit. You've had some time to digest the Harlan loss. I know the night of, it's one of those that stings, but give us some of your thoughts on that one. I mean, that's got to be a big momentum swing of sorts going into the playoffs coming up, knowing you can play with the top 15 team in 1A.
Yeah, we've already had that discussion multiple times since that night. We're probably looking at a 7 seed. Maybe if we get lucky with the win tonight and a couple more losses, maybe move up to a 6 seed for the playoffs. But Harlan will more than likely be a 2 seed. So that would be the type of team we'll see. So we know we can play with a 2 seed at this point.
Pre-game coverage here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose here from Fort Dodge, Harlan Rogers Sports Complex. And now you look at not only tonight, but your last few games next week. You got Humboldt and Greene County, and then even adding Denison in there on the Saturday before. Give us some of your thoughts on what you're hoping your team makes the biggest strides on as you try to close out the regular season on a high note.
Yeah, as I said the other night, the biggest thing we have to work on is just finishing. We haven't had much practice time to work on it, but that will be our goal tonight, even the last 3 games as we prepare for the playoffs. Just working on finishing, trying to capitalize on our shots. We're still seeing close to a dozen shots a game. We just need to find a way to get them in the net.
You look at tonight's game, an interesting team in Fort Dodge in that they haven't won since 2019. What do you try to get your team to do in a game like tonight? I mean, you know, Fort Dodge, obviously a couple classes higher than you guys, but certainly somebody that's you guys are going to be able to play with in this game tonight.
Yeah, their record isn't show what they are. I've watched some game film on them. They do have some athletes. They do have some good touches. They just aren't getting many shots a game. They're under probably 5 or 6 shots every game. So we really have to lock down defensively, eliminate those shots. And then, like I said, we got to attack hard on the offensive end and try to get those shots in the net.
Last question for you, Coach. It's another busy week here. You have a Monday, Tuesday, daybreak yesterday, game today. How does a week like that help you prepare for the playoffs? I mean, it's one of those, especially that first week, you're going to go Monday, Wednesday if you win.
Yeah, it's more of a conditioning session for us. And I've noticed that during the Harlan game and even Tuesday night at our game, we just don't look as tired in the second half as what we did a week ago. So I think those multiple games and back-to-back days, that was a good conditioning session for us, and I think that's improved us, and that should help us in the playoffs also.
All right, thank you for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Pre-game coverage continues. You're listening to it right here on KKIA 92.9 of the Moose. That was girls soccer head coach of Esack County, Bob Babe.